Okay, our friends, it is summertime, and during the summertime you go on vacation, and sometimes you go on vacation to visit your family, and sometimes your family goes on vacation to visit you. And if you are one of those people who has had your family come to visit you, then buckle up, you guys, because I've got a story for you today. It is called The Relatives Came. This story was written by Cynthia Ryland. The illustrations are by Stephen Gamble. And I will post the links for this on my Amazon affiliates page so you can go get the book and read along with us. And I hope you guys are doing that. Go get these books and read them, because it's so much more fun when you have someone to read along with you. So today's story is read by Mommy and
P to the H, to the I, to the L, to the P.
Ooh. Wait. P to the H to the I to the L to the I.
To the P.
To the P. Oh, we don't know how to spell it. Try it again. Ready?
P to the H. To the one. I'm not good at this.
Try it again.
P to the H. To the I.
Woo.
To the L.
Hey.
To the I.
Huh.
To the P.
Philip. Philip. Wow. That was super cool. You were like a cheerleader there. P-H-I-L-I-P. What does it spell?
Philip.
Love it. Here we go. It was in the summer of the year when relatives came. They came up from Virginia. They came when their grapes were nearly purple enough to pick, but not quite. They had an old station wagon that smelled like a real car, and in it they put an ice chest full of soda pop and some boxes of crackers and some bologna sandwiches, and up they came from Virginia. They left at 4 in the morning when it was still dark, before even the birds were awake. They drove all day long and into the night, and while they traveled along, they looked at the strange houses and different mountains, and they thought about their almost purple grapes back home. They thought about Virginia, but they thought about us, too, waiting for them. So they drank up all their pop and they ate up all their crackers and they traveled up all those miles until finally they pulled into our yard. Then it was hugging time. Talk about hugging. Those relatives just passed us all around their car, pulling us against their wrinkled Virginia clothes, crying sometimes. They hugged us for hours. Have you ever been hugged for an hour? No, yeah. I feel like maybe I might have hugged you for a long time at one point, but I don't think I've hugged you for a solid hour straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could try, though, if you want me to.
Sure.
It's a lot of hugging. Yeah, I know. Sometimes hugs are great, but sometimes you need a little bit of a break. Then it was into the house and so much laughing and shining faces and hugging in the doorways. You'd have to go through at least 4 different hugs to get from the kitchen to the front room. Those relatives. And finally, after a big supper, 2 or 3 times around, until we all got a turn at the table, there was quiet talk and we were in 2s or 3s through the house. The relatives weren't particular about beds, which was good since there weren't any extras. So a few of us squeezed in and the rest slept on the floor, some with their arms thrown over the closest person, or some with an arm across one person and a leg across another. Sometimes if you have brothers or sisters, you might have to share a bed with them, or a cousin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That happens sometimes. It was different going to sleep with all that new breathing in the house. Oh, that's true too. Sometimes people breathe differently than you do. The relatives stayed for weeks and weeks. They helped us tend the garden, and they fixed any broken things they could find. They ate up all our strawberries and melons, and then promised that we could eat up all their grapes and peaches when we came to Virginia. Do you know what one of the best parts about having a big family is? They can help you. Yeah. Yeah, if you've got a big family, then if something breaks, guess what happens? What? Somebody in that family knows how to fix it, and they can come over and fix it. Mm-hmm. But none of us thought about Virginia much. We were so busy hugging and eating and breathing together. And finally, after a long time, the relatives loaded up their ice chest and headed back to Virginia at 4 in the morning. We stood there in our pajamas and waved them off in the dark. We watched the relatives disappear down the road, and then we crawled back into our beds that felt too big and too quiet, and we fell asleep. And the relatives drove on all day long and into the night, and while they traveled along, they looked at the strange houses and the different mountains, and they thought about their dark purple grapes waiting at home in Virginia. But they thought about us, too, missing them. And they missed us. And when they were finally home in Virginia, they crawled into their silent, soft beds and dreamed about the next summer. And I think the next summer, their family is going to go and visit the relatives, right? I feel like when our relatives come to visit us, it's kind of that way, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like when Grandma and Grandpa come and visit, well, you can't walk up and down the stairs without Grandma grabbing you and smooching you, huh? Mm-hmm. And Grandpa giving you a big hug. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice to have people that love you all around you, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, that is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.